Chapter 1. Gladys Hungerton.
I often listened to Mr. Hungerton. He talked to me about economics. It was very boring, but I was in love with his daughter, Gladys. One evening, I listened to him for a long time. Finally, he left. I now had a chance to speak to Gladys. She was a proud woman, and she treated me as a friend. She looked at me and said,
"You're going to propose marriage."
"How do you know?" I replied.
"A woman always knows. But, Edward, I don't love you. I love somebody else,"
she continued. "Who?" I cried.
"Nobody, really. I love the idea of someone. I want to love a hero, somebody like the great explorers Richard Burton and Lord Stanley. A man who has nearly seen death. A great hero. When I marry, I want to marry a great man."
"Then I'll do something great for you," I replied.
"When you do, come back. We can talk about marriage then,"
she said. I left her and went to work. I was a journalist and I had to work that evening. When I arrived at the offices of the newspaper Daily Gazette, I went to see my boss, the news editor, Mr. McArdle.
"You're doing a very good job,"
he said when he saw me. "Thank you very much, sir," I replied. "I want to ask you a favour."
"What is it?"
"Could you possibly send me on a mission for the paper? Then I could write some good articles for you."
"What kind of mission, Mr. Malone?"
"Well, anything with adventure and danger."
"Do you really want to die so young?"
"No, I want to do something..."